Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:20, down 4.5 on the open. December, 8:44, down 3.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.89, down 8.75 on the open. December, 8.14, down 7.75. March of 2009, 8.34.5, down 9.25. July, 8.62, down 6.75 on the open. September corn opened at 5.74.5. Down 7.5 on the open. December, 5.91, down 10.25. March of 2009, 6.10, down 11, make it 10, down 10.75. May, 6.22, down 11. July, 6.33, down 10.25. December, the 2009 variety, 6.16.25, down 7 on the open. August beans opened at 13.74, down 26.25 on the open. September, 13.63, down 33.25. November, 13.64, down 32. January, 13.78, down 35.25. March, 13.94, down 33.5. May, 13.98, down 33. July, $14, down 37. November of 2009, 13.26, down 30.5 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 369.50, down 6.30 on the open. September, 365, down 6.30. August soybean oil opened at 57.85, down 1.45 on the open. September, 58.10, down 1.53. August live cattle open at 97.15, up 7.5 on the open. October, 104.75, down 2.5. August feeders open at 110.90, down 25 on the open. September, 111, down 10. August lean hogs open at 78, down 35 on the open. October, 73.25, down 10. And August bellies open at 72.60, up 15 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Since the opening bell, soybeans continue to be on the defensive. August, 13.64, down 36.25 noves. 13.63, down 33. What's going on in this market?
Well, Dave, you know, we felt after Sunday night maybe we'd seen a little idea that the funds might come back into things and stabilize things here a little bit. But the European weather model suggested a mostly normal two-week time period in the Midwest weather. Of course, the American model differs from that. We've seen crude oil down sharply this morning. It's down over $3.50. It's been down close to $4. The rally in the dollar this morning, about 58 cents. That all put together with the funds continuing to liquidate rather than come back in the market has put a lot of pressure on the corn and bean market both this morning.
Yeah, it looks like on a technical basis, the November beans have broken and tested their 100-day moving average, kind of sitting, hovering just above it at the moment. Have we undone all the good work we've done over the last five sessions?
Yeah, I mean, we have definitely technically put this market in a tailspin, Dave. I mean, we, like you said, the 1355, I believe, is our 100-day moving average here. You know, we're sitting at 1361 and three quarters here last. You know, that's not a whole lot above that, and a close below the 100-day moving average technically would be that. You know, also we look over at the Malaysian palm oil. It last night it traded the lowest level it has for the whole year 2008. You know, we hear talk that the Chinese are going to slow exports for the second half of the year because their crops are looking very good. The rains have been very good like that. But on the other side of things, it could be a little bit on the positive things. We saw the corn ratings decrease 3 points in Iowa. We look at the silking stages, and boy, we're behind as far as where we should be this time of year. And they say it takes 60 days from corn to move from silking to the point of maturity. So we've got as much as 41% of the corn crop that could be in danger of an early frost. So there's some other things going on there, too.
Well, the trade is not paying too much attention to that
fundamental. No, they're not paying attention to that today. I think the biggest thing the trade's paying attention to is the CFTC meeting that'll be coming up here in the next half hour. And what they, you know, to me it's going to be a joke. We know that the CFTC is going to say that there's no problems, there's nothing that they should do different, and we all know that they should put some more delivery points in to have convergence, but the funds are looking back, and unless there's some real encouragement by the CFTC and some real statements saying that they're not going to change limits on the funds, and they're not, they might expand, in fact, expand them, we look for the funds to stay absent from this market, maybe up until the August 12th report.
You mentioned the convergence issue. How did the soft red winter wheat contract get so out of whack?
I wish I could tell you. I think it was because we have seen so many of the commercials because of the great carry did not go ahead and deliver. We saw the poor farmer out here that would thought there should be convergence, and his hedges not really work effectively, Dave, and it's been a travesty as far as what the Board of Trade has said and what it should be doing to the for the local farmers and their hedging programs.
Yeah, what's the CFTC's logic of why it is working and nothing's broken?
I'm not sure. Hmm. I wish I had an answer to that. But they don't want to change things. They don't want to change the rules. They see a lot of things good happening as far as volume, the way things are going. And like I say, the big grain companies are not in favor of more delivery points.
So are you bearish this soybean market then the balance of the week?
I guess I can't get extremely bullish at this point in time. I think we're going to stay under some pressure, but it's hard to get overly negative after we've taken this much out of the market with all of the technical or fundamental things that are still hanging up in the air. You know, we had some of our customers have been taking road trips and looking around, and none of them are overly enthused with the development and stage of the bean crop out there that they've seen it as far behind, and it is a somewhat of a ragtag crop out there in many areas, especially southern Iowa and Missouri.
And in the corn, are we looking mostly here for consolidation sideways movement?
I would say that that's 100% right. I would agree wholeheartedly with that comment, Dave, that we're sitting back waiting to see how the weather develops and what goes on. But the corn crop's behind. We've got plenty of carryout in corn for now, but we're still trying to keep strong for acres for 2009.
Would settlements that fell below the trend line off the January and March lows be much of a concern for you?
Technical points at this are always a very big concern, Dave, because trend-following funds generally tend to over-move the market, so we would like to keep them from over-moving the market down any farther.
So you would anticipate some sort of break if we got below that line?
Yes.
All right, then, Wayne, anything last for hedgers to be paying attention to today before I let you go?
I think we just want to be cautious here. We don't want to be selling in the hole right here. We think that there will be some better opportunities after August 12th.
All right, Wayne. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the opening commodity market report. By the way, you can get this report via podcast every day, delivered directly to your computer. It's as simple as going to WILLAG.org and clicking on the podcast link in the right navigation window. You'll never miss an agricultural opening market report again if you subscribe to the service. Let's go ahead and get you caught up then on the current price action. In Kansas City, September wheat now at 813 and a half, down 11. December, 841 and a half, down 5 3/4. At the Board of Trade, September wheat at 782 and a half, down 15 and a quarter. December, 809, make it 807, down 14 and 3/4. September corn, 574, down 8. December, 593, down 8 and a quarter. March, 613, down 7 3/4. August beans, 1364, down 36 and a quarter. September, 1362, down 34 and a quarter. November, 1360, down 36. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.